Right, so we have a very special guest in studio this morning, ladies and gentlemen. I need you to get up on your feet, clap your hands and stamp your feet. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, guys and girls, I need you to make some noise. I actually need you to get up and clap your hands. Welcome to the airwaves of 107.7 FM. The one, the only, he is a WKF world champion, people. And this man is about to attempt something I think that hasn't been done before. Ladies and gentlemen, your hands and mine for the one and only Sebastian Sonikos! Morning, William.
Goeiemôre.
Hoe gaan dit daar?
Ja nee, ek goed, baie dankie. Dat jy my hier so genooi het.
Is lekker om jou in die studio te hê vanoggend. Jy lyk soos Mr. Miyagi. Okay, so Sebastian, you into karate?
Yebo.
Okay,
karate is my sport, it's my passion, it's my life.
For how long have you been doing it?
I've been doing it for 11 years now. I started at the age of 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what sparked the interest in karate?
Well, my sensei, JP van Heerden from Bull and Dragons Karate, came and did a demo at my school. And he brought some weapons along and showed us some kata and how it works. And from that moment, I was hooked.
It's the weapons that attract you.
Well, that's one of the things that attracted me. And then the more I learned, the more I loved it.
So WUKF world champion, what does that incline? How do you become a world champion?
Well, it's a long road. You know, it's the journey starts the first time, your first lesson. That's when the journey starts. And from there, you just build and build and build. And there's all the people that help you along the way. I mean, you know, I couldn't have done it without my sensei, without my parents. It's a one-man sport, but it's very much a team effort.
Of course.
Lots
of dedication?
Yeah, definitely. You need to be the one who works the hardest, you know, because there's two things that my sensei taught me when I was just after my first competition. I was a little disappointed about my performance, and my sensei said two things. One, you either win or you learn. If you didn't win, you need to make sure that you learn something from the day.
Okay.
Two, there's always somebody working harder than you. And you want to be that guy who works the hardest. You know, it's about the most time on the mat. It's about the most experience. That's where you want to be. So, yeah, it takes a lot of perseverance and hard work. But it doesn't feel like a sacrifice. If you love it enough, it's 100% worth not going to the movies with your friends, you know, not having a coffee. It's 100% worth that because you're doing what you love. You know, if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life.
So true. So, you're working towards a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Tell us about that once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
All right. So, this year, an opportunity came across my path to go and train in Okinawa, Japan. It's the birthplace of karate. That's where Mr. Miyagi comes from, you know. And yeah, it's something that I've always wanted to do since I started. You know, it's a really, really amazing opportunity. There are going to be over 100 people going there from all across the world. Everybody from the same style, and they say when you meet there, you're all like family because it's something that we're united in. We all love the sport so much. And yeah, we're going to be training a lot of the self-defense aspects of karate. So we're going to be working on kata a lot, which is like a routine that you, it's a routine that you do to teach you how to react in a life or death situation. So we're going to be working a lot on kata, and then each of the moves you do in your kata has a significance behind it. There's a meaning. This block is not just a block. It's a strike here. It's a kick there. And then you block.
And I'm sure that works directly with the mind. Because it's like a split-second decision.
Exactly.
What next? What's your next move?
Exactly. So that's the idea of kata is it teaches you not to freeze if somebody throws a punch at you. It teaches you to react immediately and, win the fight within two moves. And we're going to be working a lot on that. And then that, when you bring it home, firstly, my sensei and I, obviously, we're going to teach it to the smaller kids at our dojo. Secondly, when you apply that to how you think about competitions, about your understanding of the art, when you apply that there, it'll improve you massively.
It'll put you way in. It's a huge advantage.
Yeah, definitely.
You said for how long is this training?
It's a 10-day-long tour.
So how does it affect your school, this whole karate thing and everything?
It's hard to balance it. I'm in the fortunate position. I do homeschooling. It gives me a little bit extra time to train in the morning. But yeah, it's definitely because you want to keep training. You want to stay on top. And then you also want to make sure that your schoolwork is on point, because then you don't come back from a competition or something and you're like, but... Meanwhile, I'm failing grade 10. You don't want to be like that.
So since when have you been doing homeschooling?
Since COVID. I started in 2020.
Oh, okay.
And it just worked out.
And you're still doing it, no?
Yeah, and I'm
what
still doing
it. What
grade
are you now?
I'm in grade 10 now.
Grade 10.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's 2 more years for you to go.
Yeah.
What's the plans after matric?
I'd love to go study abroad. I'd like to be a reef ecologist, so marine biology, specifying in ecosystems on reefs, and possibly open a dojo as well.
Okay, no. Opening a dojo and studying on sea, it's a total different thing.
Yeah.
It's different worlds. It doesn't make sense.
I am a very widely spread guy. Many people say I have too many interests, but that's the way I like it, because I feel like you should put as much input from all over the place into your life.
Where are you from?
I'm from Wellington.
In Wellington, born and bred in Wellington?
No, I was born in Pretoria, actually. We moved down here when I was about one. Then we lived in Paarl for a long time, and then in 2018 we moved to Wellington.
You still have family in Pretoria?
Yeah, some uncles and opas up there,
So the bigger part of the family is there?
No. Well, no, some of them have migrated as well. I have an uncle in Riebeek, uncle in George. We spread all over the place, cousins in America.
So, you've been talking about kata, and now with the opportunity, you decided, listen, I'm not going to knock on people's doors to ask for money. I need money to go and attend this training out in Japan, this opportunity, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You decided, listen here, I'm going to take on the challenge of 100 katas in one day. Now, what does that incline?
So, you see, the challenge, number one, It's as you can decide how much of a challenge it's going to be.
Okay.
You can do a kata, you can place your hands there, or you can really do a kata the way it's meant to be done. You can put in full power, full effort on every move, focus all the way through. And that's what I'm planning to do, 100 of those katas.
No. Can you show me one kata?
Can I show you one kata?
Yeah, how does it work?
I'd have to take the headphones off.
It's fine. If you can. What we are going to do is, we've got Anisha in studio, our social media boss, and she's going to record this one, and then we're going to post it on our status, and then we're going to continue our conversation so that people can know, and they can go check out our status and know exactly what we're talking about. Is that okay?
All right. Okay.
If you just join us, people, Asgudun Dinsdag, we've got Sebastian in studio with us, is about to illustrate and show us what a kata is, or one of the katas. Do you need an object or something? You can use soil?
It's
fine.
I've got a little bit of Aikido in me, so he's not gonna survive.
He's out. He's almost 50.
So, the whole idea of kata is that you it's something you need to practice by yourself.
Okay.
Because yeah, that's kind of the point, is to be able to train how to react in a combat situation without having a sparring partner.
Will it be possible for you to talk us through whatever it is that you're doing, so that people can actually visualize in a way?
Okay. I'll show you something basic to start with, because that's where
don't worry about the mic. I will sort out the sound.
Okay, sharp. Okay. This kata is called Pinan Nidan.
Wait, what?
Pinan Nidan. Okay.
Pinan Nidan.
Yeah, so basically...
Peanut butter.
Katas are kind of divided up. If you think of a series, they're kind of divided up into seasons.
Okay.
And then every season has episodes.
Okay.
So this is part of the Pinan strain, if I can always put it like that. There are 5 Pinan katas. Uh-huh. This is Pinan Nidan, so it means Pinan number 2.
Pinan number 2.
Yeah, okay. It's funny. In our style, we actually teach Pinan number 2 before Pinan number 1.
And if you go to the toilet, it's 2 and 1.
Okay. Right. Okay, so first move, Pinan Nidan. You do an overhead strike. 1. You drop into, we call it Neko Achi Dutch. Japanese. Cat stance, is what it means.
Okay.
All right. The reason you do this, you drop your weight on the guy. We call it lazy hand technique. You just... throwing your hand on the guy.
Okay.
Basically. Someone's going to throw a punch. There comes the hand. 2. This is hidden. The grab is hidden. What the kata teaches, in the street, you're going to go grab, pull his arm up, get him locked under your armpit, pull it up, punch past his head, step behind his leg.
Okay.
Now the next move is, we say it's a down block, right? That's what the kata teaches.
And then you bring him down.
It's a throw. There. 2. Another overhead strike. 3. Another punch. We always say, what you train on the one side, you need to train on the other. You need to be ambidextrous in karate.
Okay.
So, then you go forwards. Down block. Up block. 2. 3. I'm trying my best to... So yeah, up blocks, once again, it's not a guy's going to throw a punch, I'm going to block. Another guy's going to throw a punch, I'm going to block. It's not a movie fight scene. Guy's going to throw a punch, I'm going to block, grab his arm, go for the neck. You know, it's how you apply it. And that's a lot of what we're going to learn in Okinawa as well. Is how,
and it's almost like, it's thinking on your feet and what that position of that person is, depending on what your next move is going
to
be.
Exactly, you need to get creative with this thing.
And you can combine different katas to survive a specific attack or something.
100%. This is just to teach you how to react.
Okay.
And yeah, hand placement and things like that.
Okay. And it's good for self defense as well, no?
Very much. We do something else as well called bunkai, which is applying the kata. And bunkai is very important because that's the self defense part. So. Everything that I'm showing you now of how the kata can be applied, that comes from the bunkai of the kata.
Okay.
When we train the kata, we do it move by move. Just 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. That's how you train kata. But then this is the understanding of it now.
Oh, okay.
Right. Then to spin around, down lock. So once again, there's that throw. We call it the dance of karate.
Okay.
You make a small circle with your body and make the other guy do a big circle. That's how you're going to get him to fall.
Okay.
You're off balance him by turning quickly, and he needs to come with you. Down block, punch to the head. Other side, once again. Small circle, big circle. Down.
Have you ever applied this in real life?
No. I have been in the very fortunate position where I have never gotten into a fight. Mr. Miyagi said, and this is what my favorite quote from the Karate Kid movies. Mr. Miyagi said, the best block in the world, don't be there.
Okay.
Yeah, so then from there you go back, down block, 3 punches to the head, which I can't really do in here. Then it's a spin around. I like this move a lot, because a lot of people tend to do it wrong. A lot of people go down, down. They don't understand it, but once you understand it, it's a really cool move. Say someone tries to kick, usually in the fight they're going to go for your knees or for your ouch pouch. Someone tries to kick, you grab the leg, push the knee down. So what that does, if you're over here, is that.
Oh,
it drops you to the floor immediately.
There's a certain new dance style like that as well, no? With a leg that's coming around. Wait. Okay, right. So Sebastian Sorek is in studio with us. Has it been posted to our status? Okay, right. So you about to get into a 100 katas in one day. No?
Yeah.
That's definitely intense. So you already a world champ at 15. No? What is the opportunity in you already mentioned the what you plan on doing, coming back with your sensei, and then of course training little ones about these kind of things. So when is this happening? When are you planning on doing this?
The tour to Okinawa is in July. So. Yeah, we're flying on the 29th of June.
No, I mean the 100 katas.
Oh, the 100 katas. Yeah. That's Friday.
This coming Friday. Where is it happening?
It's at the FitLife Gym in Wellington.
In Wellington.
There's a FitLife near here as well in Paul in Clift Street. But we're doing it at the FitLife in Wellington.
Uh-huh.
They were very gracious. They gave me some space to come put some mats down and then... Yeah, come do my 100 kata challenge there. There'll be pancake and coffee and everything. Mm-hmm. So,
and then what do one do to actually get in or be there? And what time is it starting? Those kind of things.
It's starting at 5:30, and all you need to do is show up. That's really it. You can just come say hi, show some support. You know,
but
show
are
the
you
love.
Gonna make money?
How am I gonna make money? It works the same way that people do a marathon for fundraising, or do one of those long barefoot walks for fundraising. People can sponsor per kata.
Or they can donate whilst they're there.
Yeah, okay. Or they can donate whilst they're there. I also have a Backer Buddy link on all of my Instagram things that they can just click on, and then they can choose an amount that works for them.
What's your Instagram handle?
Sebastian... underscore going places.
Going places. Sebastian underscore going places. Is that only Instagram? What's happening on other social media platforms?
Facebook. It's mostly my mother's Facebook that she'll post something now and again. I do have a YouTube channel, but it's not extremely active. It's more. I'm mostly focusing on Instagram because that's where most of the karate people hang out.
That's an Insta thing.
So
it's happening this coming Friday, 5:30. And do you have to RSVP or can you just come?
Oh no, you can just come. We were speaking to the lady of the gym the other day and she said, let there be a traffic jam.
Let us
hope for a traffic jam.
Of course.
Yeah.
How long will it go on? How long does it you plan on doing it?
I'm thinking it'll take 3 to 4 hours. Because what I also said I'll do is every now and again, if somebody else from my dojo comes along and they want to do a kata with me, I'll pause the challenge and do a kata that they know with them. So there'll be some extra things like that coming in as well. So I'm thinking about 3 to 3.5, 4 maybe hours.
So it's a good thing if parents are listening at the moment and they would like to get their kids into karate. Just bring them out to come and see what's happening, how it's happening, what the katas is about, how do you actually do it. And maybe like it sparked you. It'll spark them, and you'll get your kid into a career in a karate kind of a mode, if I can call it that.
That would be amazing if we can get some new students. It's one of my favorite things to see how much the students grow, how much karate teaches them. Because if you really embrace it, and you take it as just the lifestyle that it is, and not just the sport, you apply all the. You apply all the, can I say, almost teachings to your life. You know, respect, humility, discipline, etiquette, those things. And seeing how that takes place in children and how it makes them grow. I really don't know what I would have been like if I didn't do karate. I don't know what my personality would have been like. It's such a big part of my life.
Now my question is, what kind of a person are you? Are you short-tempered? Are you cool, calm, collective?
I have some, I have some basic.
And you need to be honest, you know, God is watching you.
I have some basic philosophies that I like to follow. Like, number one, most things are fixable. If you keep a cool and level head and you don't panic about it, most things are fixable.
How did you get so mature?
I did karate. That's what I'd say. It Yeah, it teaches you a lot of things.
For a 15-year-old to say what you're saying, it's very interesting. Hence the reason I'm continuing this conversation. We should have stopped long time ago. It's just interesting. So, you were saying?
Yeah, most things are fixable if you keep a cool and level head. Mm. And a lot of problems, I'm not saying you get cancer or something that's self-inflicted. But a lot of problems are self-inflicted. Mm. A lot of the things that we tend to find wrong with life is something that we can fix by ourselves if we just dig deep enough.
And it's also maybe because of choices that we made.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
And that, hence the reason it's important to think about what it is that you plan on doing next, because, or your next step is,
yeah,
because decisions of today influences tomorrow.
Exactly, 100%. Mm. Yeah.
And if there's a young guy, lady, or even a grown-up sitting and listening to us at the moment,
yeah,
from your perspective, and I think you are qualified to talk to them based on what I got from you this morning.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can tell people we haven't met before. It's the first time that we're having a conversation.
Yeah.
If they're struggling with situations, or they don't know what to do in terms of a next move, or what tomorrow holds or something like that, from your point of view, and kind of advice coming from Sebastian Sonicus.
So basically just what to do when you're unsure of yourself. That's something I've had to deal with a lot. Because, you know, once again, I'm also just a kid and having to compete and things like that. You need to be sure of yourself. You need to make sure that you know what you're doing and try. Just be confident. Be, you know... I do music as well. My music teacher always says,
what?
Yeah, my music teacher always says, if you make a mistake, make it with gusto. Still be sure of yourself. And then you can go back and fix it. But at least people will say, you know, he's not stumbling over his own feet. He made a mistake and he's owning up with it. Yeah.
So what you're actually saying in a nutshell is go for it, whether it works or not. Just try it.
Yeah, just try it. And then most things are fixable. Mm. Yeah.
Right, last word from your side. How can people get hold of you?
How can people get hold of me?
Mm.
Mostly you can go follow that Instagram page.
Okay.
It's, yeah, that's where I put everything karate.
Mm.
And... yeah, my WhatsApp number is...
you don't want to do that.
Listen, and then in connection with this weekend, with Friday stuff, where can they get more info?
On Backer Buddy, my page on Backer Buddy, you just search 100 Cutters. I don't think there's another page like that on Backer Buddy at the moment.
100 Cutters.
100 Cutters for... Mm. Yeah, 100 Cutters for Okinawa.
For Okinawa.
Yeah, boy.
Right, okay, there we go. You must have a gefaarlijke rest of this day. enjoy every single second of it, and ek dink jy's op die regte pad.
Nee? Ach, baie dankie. Baie dankie.
Wat uitkom by jou, en wat ons hoor, of wat ek hoor van jou spreekboekdele, en ek hoop daar's, eindelijk hoop ek daar's baie meer jong mense soos jy. Nee? Because then there's hope. And that's something that we don't have, and a lot of people don't have at the moment. So thank you for sharing with us this morning, and good luck, and I do trust Friday will be a success, and Japan will see you.
Thank you.
How much do you need, by the way?
It's a big sum. It's about 100,000 rand to get to... It's about 100,000 rand to... pay for the package deal of the tour. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It'll come your way. How far are you now with Backer Buddy? Now?
How far am I? I'm about 6%. Yeah? 9%.
Like 9%,
yeah.
There, no?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh. Thereabouts.
Yeah. How long are you now?
How long are you now? Till June 29. Oh, that's when we fly.
I was thinking
29. No. 29th of June.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, Sebastian, you go well. Have a lovely day.
Thank you so much.
Keep us posted, please, how it's going and how was Friday. If you can, a bit of pics and stuff or whatever.
We'll
it would have been cool if we could be there, but unfortunately, good luck.
All right, thank you so much. You.
That's Sebastian, people. Of course, check out his socials, of course, on Instagram, and also the Backer Buddy, 100 Katas for Okinawa. Okay. There we go, people. It's hashtag Casey Breakfast. We'll come